with my friends. Oh, yes, I mean, I've always banned. Do you hear me?
For I compose the music of the night.
Put another nickel in the Nickelodeon. All I want is having you and music, music, music.
Groupies sleep with rock stars because they want to be near someone famous. We're here because of the music. We are Band-Aids.
All right, Thursday Music Club, let's do this. Samantha Fisher from Play It Forward joins us in the studio and knows a thing or 20 about area bands and music, and you can find her down at the Broadway Oyster Bar. Most nights, pouring heavy ones. How are you, my dear?
Pour it like we don't own it.
Yes, exactly. How are you? How have you been?
Doing fantastic.
Before we get into bands and stuff, we always like to start with the Play It Forward, the philanthropic arm of what you do, of getting instruments into the hands of kids that don't really get a chance because it's the first cuts to come along when the government's actually working to make those cuts. So the quest continues. And where are we on pianos? Has that stopped? I know you people.
We're good.
Okay. You don't want any more pianos?
I really don't. I can't move them.
What are we looking for then?
The violin.
You still need the violins, right?
Well, this is the great news. So we talked on Thursday, and we still needed 30 violins last week.
Right.
Friday, I went to work, and I was talking to this guy that was sitting with some friends of mine, and he happens to be one of the marketing people at Fazio's over there.
Sure.
And I told him I needed 30 violins, and he goes, "Hey, I've got 15 for you."
No way.
Yes way.
You got
so excited.
Like that.
I got half of the goal that we're looking for. Just like that.
Nice.
So I'm working with him. We emailed this morning, and they're on a loan, so the center will be able to have them for the whole year.
Right.
And then we take them back, and they'll restring them, fix them, repair any damages, whatever, and then they get them back again the following year.
Now, this is a project for East St. Louis,
this
right?
This is the orchestra for East St. Louis, yeah. Right. It's called El Sistema.
Awesome. What else are you looking for? Any other particular projects, special request, oboes, bass drums?
Cellos, drum kits, keyboards are really in high demand right now, keyboards, as opposed to pianos. They're much more easy to pick up and transport.
Yeah, I would guess so.
If America doesn't mind.
Still, not only looking for those, but also monetary donations so then you in turn can go get those things and provide the instruments to those kids or those schools.
Well, Confluence Crush Roller Derby every year when they do their bouts. They do fundraisers, raffle tickets, and they give it the money to Play It Forward in memory of their friend Fojami. And they just wrote us another check for $200 a couple of days ago.
The Roller Derby girls.
Yeah.
Love them.
They rock and roll,
in my opinion. Are they part of the Arch Rivals, or is that another group?
I think that's a separate group. They probably skate against them. But these are some amazing women that roller derby.
Well, come on.
It's incredible.
Come on, Arch Rival girls. I've been. Have you ever been to a match?
I've been to one, and it's scary.
I took my kids.
Don't do that.
And they were like, "Dad, why did you bring us to this? This is creepy." We've got women, tattooed women with ripped stockings beating each other as they skate around a ring. I'm like, "Yeah, isn't this great, kids?"
It's not like roller skating. It's a whole other element.
Yeah, well, I didn't get hotlined or anything. And, you know, it's good to just have information as you go through life. That's my feeling about it. Any fundraising events for Play It Forward that we need to talk about?
Not on the books right now. We just did the Rocky Fest last Saturday. Great turnout, great bands, 30 bands, full support, played, raised some money, and got a few instruments off of that. So I consider that a success. And a girlfriend of mine, Stephanie Christian, just brought me a trumpet a couple days ago to the Oyster Bar. So, again, there's an example of she had it for a couple, 4, 5, 10 years, I don't know. And she goes, "Oh, it's just laying around the house. I don't need it. I haven't used it. Let me give it to you." And that's what it's all about. And that's how we put them back into the music program.
So was she a girlfriend before she gave you the trumpet?
Yeah,
or
no,
it's like,
yeah.
Now you're my friend because you've given me brass instruments.
No. I've known Stephanie for quite a while. We worked together in the past.
Just wanted to make sure.
Playitforwardstl.org
for more information, and well worth your time and effort. All right, let's get into the music end of things. It is the Thursday Music Club, and you know, you always turn us on to some great sounds of area bands playing different places. And what are we doing this time?
Well, you're going to like this because our young Ethan Jones is back at it again. Ethan Jones, as you know, is a guitar singer for the Well Hungarians, one of my favorite bands. Been friends with them for a long time. Ethan is working on his second album. First one was produced by Frankie with Dr. Z. We're a big fan of him. And they're in studio working on their second. And I wanted to also mention that the Well Hungarians are celebrating their 20-year anniversary, a band together for 20 years in St. Louis. You can catch them tonight and every Thursday night at the Silver Creek Saloon in Belleville, Illinois. Every Wednesday night, Ladies Night at House of Rock. And also this Friday in Columbia, the City Saloon, where you can catch Ethan. You can also look, check them out at wellhungarians.net and the new website, Bands in Town, which I'm getting a lot of emails from that organization.
All right, so the music we're going to get now, is this come from Ethan Jones, or does this come from Ethan and the Well Hungarians?
No, this is just Ethan Jones. You know, Ethan's got his own side projects going on and also a member of the Well Hungarians. But I love this kid. And you know, the very first time he had his music played on the radio was right here with us.
You know what? When he hits it, he's not going to call. He's not going to write.
Yes, he will.
All right, let's hear it. What do we got?
This is a new song. It's not even released yet. It's called Last One Standing, and I love it.
Whoa, whoa. You were like a perfect 10. Everybody wanted to be your friend. The girl they all want to know. Every time I walk to class, I lose my cool when I see you pass. I just wanna get you alone. And I wanted to show you that I'm alive. Oh, you could be a trophy girl, you could hold my moral. I really know
how. But Tanya's gonna hit it big, and we're never gonna hear from him again.
Well,
you probably will, but I won't.
Yeah, I will. You'll hear from him. He's a great kid. He's extremely talented.
Yeah, he is.
And ladies, he is good looking. Okay? Easy on the eyes, this one.
Really?
Yeah,
you have to demean men in that way.
I do, because he's gorgeous. And the girls should follow this kid around. You're going to love it, ladies.
Yeah, welcome to my world.
Yeah, that same thing happens to you. Look at them all lined up out here.
Johnny
Lomax
laughing his butt off over there. Very funny. All right, we got time for one more cut in our Thursday Music Club. And I couldn't be more proud of this guy. I've been a big fan of Pokey Lafarge for years. And last weekend, I was emceeing one of the Iron Chef competitions, part of the Taste St. Louis, and was back. I know you're going to find this hard to believe, but I was back where the free food was.
Okay.
And there was Pokey and his manager. And we sat and talked for a while. And I said, you know, I missed the Letterman appearance, but ironically, I just watched it that day online. And he tore it up, I think they gave him a standing ovation.
I know they did. I watched it.
Oh, it was awesome. It
fantastic.
Was really just amazing, and I couldn't be happier for him and that sound that nobody else makes, and Pokey's doing it, and still a Southsider.
I know. Can you believe it? That's the best part, and you're going to get some early jazz, string, ragtime. I love that ragtime feel that this kid has, and he's just a cool-looking dude. The band is incredible, and everyone in St. Louis should be extremely proud of Pokey Lafarge. You can check out their website, pokeylafarge.net. They are traveling all over the United States and Europe. But like you just said, John, they're right here from South City. You can also check them out in Bands in Town. They have 200 shows in for this year's tour. They have a new album. It's a self-entitled Pokey Lafarge. And, of course, like you just mentioned, September they were at the Taste of St. Louis. In 2012, they won the Best Independent Artist Music Award. And, of course, their recent appearance on the David Letterman Show, which was just fantastic. So shout out to them, Pokey Lafarge. And this is one of my favorite tracks. It's called La La Blues.
All right, we'll go out with Pokey and the Thursday Music Club. Samantha Fisher, thank you, my dear.
Thank you.
And we'll see you down at the Oyster Bar, and also check out playitforwardstl.org for more information and help out and get some instruments into the hands of those kiddies. All right, when we come back, we'll slip a little baseball humor your way. Figured we'd theme it as the playoffs get underway just after 4 o'clock, right below us, as we are stationed at 360 Rooftop Bar at the Hilton at the ballpark. Be sure to come by when they open their doors just after 2 o'clock and register for some Mizzou tickets. We got a pair of seats for the October 19th game. Love to give those to you. Pokey, take us to the break.
It's goodbye, baby, when your time has come. Turn the tables now, you the one on the bone. It's life.